I play pretty frenetically. I mean, my hand word on the strings of the guitar, oftentimes it's not, you know, going through the pick and into my fingers, and I'd make a bloody mess on my guitar. And then you have Mark, who, you know, he at the time he was like, you know, I'm not going to be living that long. I'm just going to trash it out and do crazy stuff. So there's one show at Nunzio's where Ted Meek, our drummer, he bashed through one of the cymbals, and the cymbal was all cut out. And Mark took the cymbal and tried to put it on over his head to make it into like a necklace, but the edges were so jagged, he just ripped his face apart. I mean, so it was, you know, some nights were just could get bloody and sometimes violent. I mean, I do remember Greg at the Coronation Tavern in Windsor. I'm not sure why he did it, because I knew the next day we had another show in London, Ontario, but he took the body of the guitar and aimed the neck of the guitar at the wall and just drove it through the wall. I mean, I'm like, Greg, what are you doing? You only have one guitar, you know? So we ended up going into London, Ontario, and we had to find a place to, you know, get the guitar back in order and that kind of thing. So, and it was at that show that I always kept two guitars with me, and I had my Gibson SG sitting on the guitar stand there. And, we did pack them in. So there were people jumping on stage and stage diving the whole thing. And somebody knocked my guitar over, and that stage was pretty high, and it just like landed on the ground, and the neck just split in half. Like, oh crap. I still have the guitar. We epoxied it back together. I still play that thing. It's the job that they did to put it together obviously stood the test of time. So that was pretty cool. Then Greg was talking about, we play this place called Laurel Hall on Warren Avenue. I think it's Dearborn or Dearborn Heights. And it was a Halloween show. And Corey Clark, a drummer in L7, and his buddy, they showed up in these sunflower dresses. And they apparently hadn't seen us before. And when we started playing, those guys just went crazy. It was the funniest looking thing, watching at two guys in sundresses going wild at the stage watching us play. That's pretty funny. There's another show at Laurel Hall where it just kind of got crazier and crazier, and people are just taking pitchers of beer and just whipping at us, you know, at us on stage. And by the time of the end of the show, my guitar was just soaked in beer and all kind of sticky and whatnot. And I remember thinking, you know, there's got to be a way for me to protect my guitar better. So I ended up buying another Gibson SG, but I bought, they're called EMG pickups, and they're all self-contained. So there's no way that you could put the guitar underwater and you'd still save your pickups, which, you know, are absolutely necessary for you to play your guitar. So I kind of like solved my own problem by buying the EMG pickups for the second Gibson I bought. Yeah, those are the ones that kind of come to mind.